It says, then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, Jesus was condemned, repented himself. Now, that's not our New Testament word for repentance, metanoia, where there's repentance and salvation. This is a specific word that means he had remorse. He had remorse. He was sorry. He saw they condemned him to death. And he brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed, and your translation should say this, the innocent blood. It was really interesting. It doesn't just say, I betrayed innocent blood. There's a definite article. I have betrayed the innocent blood. If there has ever been innocent blood, it is this blood, and I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said to him, what does that have to do with us? You worry about that. That's your problem. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple. This is the sanctuary. This is the inner sanctuary. You know, it's hard to believe that the religious leaders had taken him in there. Only the priests, Levites, ever were supposed to be in there. They had taken him in there because they didn't want the people to know they were plotting to kill Jesus. So, you know, they're breaking every rule there is possibly. They bring him then, it says, in the sanctuary where he throws down the pieces of silver in the temple, and then he departed, and he went, and he hanged himself. And we don't know what that means. Hanging was not a normal means of death in this day. He may have hung himself with a rope. We know somehow he's on some type of a tree or a branch. He may have impaled himself. One of the other gospels tell us that then he fell down. We don't know if he ripened there first, but ultimately he fell down and his bowels burst forth all over the ground. This was a mess. Satan is rejoicing. The interesting thing is to look at two people, both of them in great despair, Peter and Judas. The only difference is they were both sinners, both men, both made of the same stuff. Both betrayed Jesus, as we may at times. But one of them believed, in fact, that Jesus was who he said he was, and the other one did not. Judas did not believe. Judas was discouraged. Judas thought he was going to overthrow the Roman government. Judas had preconceived idea, completely different. Peter understood something vastly different. Both of them betrayed him. One went out and wept and repented and was used of the Lord. The other one hanged himself. And Satan loves, and Christians, there are Christians that have taken their lives. I don't believe it's the unpardonable sin. But the idea is Satan rejoices. He loves to push somebody through whatever the circumstances may be, over that ledge. And look, so often betrayal, and betrayal cuts us. The deepness of that wound is relative to the familiarity of the betrayer. The closer the person is to us, the more it hurts when we're betrayed. But the one we run to then is Jesus. We have the fellowship of his sufferings. Betrayed by somebody who walked with him for 3 years, saw all of his miracles, who went out and raised the dead and healed the sick with the power he gave him. He was, you know, he was there the whole time, Judas. And I believe it hurt the heart of Christ when he betrayed him. I think it was both predicted. He was predestined. And I also believe if he'd have fallen on his face and said, Lord, forgive me, that he could have had forgiveness. Do I understand how both of these things happened? Nah, I was just a druggie who got saved. I don't understand any of this stuff.